Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Reducing team conflict, increase healthies and happies, or who the heck were Sharif and Sharif? Last November, my friend Brent and Annette's kid and Bob and Eva's kid were in the sectional championship playoff soccer game. I went. A gorgeous day, unexpectedly balmy, clear, windless, and what a game. Healthy kids with fierce, wonderful energy charging after the ball, feet, legs, elbows flying, knocking each other's bodies this way and that, shouting, grunting, driving as a team relentlessly to the goal. When I was a kid, nobody even knew the rules of soccer. But most amazing now was these kids were named Allegra, Rebecca, Susie, Jenna, Makita. They were girls. When I grew up, everybody knew girls couldn't play sports. But we changed that stereotype thinking, and what a glorious boon to girls' health and everybody's lives. Now, 15 years ago, I told stories in my son's first grade class. I bumped them this way and that with the twists and turns of my little real-life dramas. They laughed, screamed in all the right places. We delighted in each other. But I always had a sad feeling on these visits. My son went to city schools, so most of these little guys and gals were African-American. And I could never get out of my head that a big percentage wouldn't graduate high school, and a lot of boys would end up in jail or dead from drive-by shootings and drug wars. And if they made it to adulthood, their chances of chronic health problems, disability, premature death from disease would be much higher than for whites. The cost of stereotypes and the stress that goes with them. These same little kids beaming up at me, begging for more stories. Too big a problem to solve, you say? Nah. We're doing it for gender more than we ever thought possible. Why not color, too? And a classic psych experiment points the way. A group of boys at a summer camp were randomly split into two groups, given different team names, encouraged to notice differences between the teams. Tensions rose. Boys from different teams did not like each other. Fights broke out. Next, the experimenters, Sharif and Sharif, gave both groups a major problem they'd have to cooperate on to solve. They'd have to focus on what they had in common instead of superficial differences. They did. Tensions dropped. No more fighting, goodwill, cooperative charging to that goal together. So next time we're tempted to target somebody of a different color, gender, or whatever stereotype difference, notice our subsurface similarities instead and send our energy toward the common goals on the biggest team of all, the human being team. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.